With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool, and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her MyLifeInABook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today, we discuss Miro. Today, I want to talk about the hellscape that is technical diagramming, right? Everybody's nodding their heads right now. And there is a potential solution that I want to share. There was one name that several people brought up. I did some digging, and it's kind of nuts how much this program Miro has for developers. I have to share this. It could potentially be a game changer for you. So my favorite part about Miro is that half the work is already done. Like right now, typically we spend hours starting diagrams from scratch, gathering information, you get buy-in from every team. That's a lot of work to do. But Miro has a full set of integrations with the tools you're probably already using. And they also offer open APIs and SDKs for custom solutions for all those niche diagrams use cases we have to do, right? So the end result is the same, but it doesn't take forever. It's a massive, massive time saver. I'm transforming basic flowcharts and network architectures, and it all lives in one place. So are you using Miro? Have you used it? I want to hear. That's MIRO.com.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week! Thank you so much for tuning in to the Idiot of the Week podcast here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
Yes.
And for watching on Facebook Live if you are.
Mm-hmm.
Hello!
Hello! We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com, pick up your pay-per-view tickets for the show on October 23rd.
Do
Sexy
it.
Liberal
Do
Tour
it.
Is happening.
That's right. Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, Mama, Stephanie Miller, and us, all of us.
It's the Survivors Tour.
What?
Yes.
You want to be there, and you can watch the pay-per-view if you can't be in Madison. So do.
So do. And while you're at sexyliberal.com, make sure you check out all the fantastic podcasts on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network.
They are amazing. You're only denying yourself joy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we want to thank you, those of you who are Patreon friends.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And if you are not one and can be, we would appreciate your support of this Black-owned business.
Yes, we would. You just go to patreon.com, put in Frangela, and just become a patron. And for that, you get 3 micro idiots a week.
And
there
good.
Are hundreds.
Hundreds. And we just recorded some, and I have to tell you, they're funny.
They're funny.
They're very funny. We lost it.
I spilled some tea in this one this week.
Oh, yeah. Major tea.
Major tea.
In this one.
Yes, yes,
in
yes.
In fact, you've got to make sure that certain people do not ever become Patreon.
Yes. That's how much tea got spilled in that Patreon. So do that. And then while you're on the internet, go to cameo.com and order your specialized Frangela video.
That's right.
Please.
We did one today for to make a baby go to sleep, to request,
yes.
beg, actually.
Baby Ricky,
to please go to sleep, baby
give,
Ricky.
Give mom and daddy
give
some rest.
Give mama and dad. They need some rest so they can be the best parents they can be.
Yes.
And not insane.
Yes.
You've got to. It's a form of torture.
You can always catch us every Friday on the 3rd hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for Fridays with Frangela. Also,
the Black Power Hour.
What happens then, Angela?
That is where Stephanie Miller transmogrifies into Stephanie Mills, and Stephanie Mills detransmogrifies into Stephanie Miller. It's a process and a journey.
Is it crazy that if we start a GoFundMe to get Stephanie Mills and Stephanie Miller together when we ain't got no money, when we need the money, we need that money.
Here's the thing, though. Whatever that amount of money is,
yeah.
we have to contact Stephanie Mills people and figure out what it costs to get Stephanie Mills to make an appearance.
Yes.
Right? Let's say it's, let's say it's 50 grand.
Right.
Which is probably, it might be less.
Much less, I'm sure.
It might be more.
A Greyhound bus ticket.
It might be more. But let's say 50 grand.
Right.
If somebody walked in the door right now, knock, knock, and said, here's 50 grand, it would be really hard for me to resist not getting Stephanie Mills.
I know.
To come to Madison and just walk out on stage and then assert that she's Stephanie Miller.
Like, oh my God.
That would be the most amazing thing
That's
in the world.
That's the thing that dreams are made of.
It really is.
All right.
It's probably
here we
why
go.
We're broke.
Here we go.
Thank you so much for sending our idiots to idiotoftheweekweekweek@gmail.com. This first idiot is brought to us today by, is that Charlie?
Yeah,
Charlie V. We love you, Charlie V. Charlie V is a great friend, fan. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Sapporo man attempts to rob store with lighter.
Okay, now you did hear her correctly.
Yeah.
A man attempts to rob a store with a lighter.
Yeah.
A lighter, the thing you would light a cigarette or a candle, a lighter.
Now, I'm going to say
a regular lighter, not a flamethrower.
No, not
a torch.
And not one of the
lighter.
Big bics that you use for the
fireplace. Not even a fireplace lighter, just a little handheld little lighter.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, this is something you may not know as an American, but guns are very difficult, extremely hard to come by in Japan.
Which is why you don't hear about mass shootings coming out of Japan. You've heard about stabbings because usually people have to use knives.
That's right.
But you have not heard about mass shootings because they can't get no guns.
They can't get no guns
so hard that it seems like you can't even really get knives very easily because this motherfucker had to use a lighter.
Yes. What I love about that, you can't even get a knife. Your mama in the kitchen be like, you ain't gonna take my knife.
No, you can't take one of my good knives, Johnny.
The government only give us 2 knives.
His name is Tomohiro. You know, she was like, Tomo, you cannot take my knives.
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't know what you planning to do today, but put that knife down. Those are hard to come by, okay?
Mr. Nakamura, he's 41 years old. He was arrested on multiple charges in addition to attempted
41.
Robbery.
41!
41!
Took a lighter, a big lighter. We don't know if it was that brand, but that style of lighter, and tried to rob a store literally at 3:30 in the afternoon.
Really? You weren't even in the cover of night.
No. And this is, that's important to me, because if this happened at like when it should have happened, like 2 a.m.
Right.
I would be like, okay, this person's high.
Right.
It's 2 a.m. It's still, you'd still be an idiot. But this is, you're at 3:30 in the afternoon, walked into a convenience store, clicked on the lighter. So he used the weapon.
Yes. In a threatening manner.
Show them what it was capable of. Just in case you don't believe me, I can actually light this. Look, there's a little flame.
Yeah.
And said, this is the quote, pointed at the manager and said, out with the money or I'll light you up. Now, I blame American Action Films for this.
Do you?
Because I believe that this person... somebody was watching some sort of action film.
Yeah.
You know. And Toma was walking through the house and he heard, I'll light you up, and he misunderstood it.
Right.
And he thought, oh, you can use lighters as weapons. And he didn't understand that's an expression.
Right,
is a translation problem. I'll light you up. I'm gonna get this started. It's a very, you know, incendiary, if you will.
No, he thought it was Will Smith and Bad Boys.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. But the reality is that the manager, now this is hysterical to me, the person who wrote the article said, since the manager was not a scarecrow, he took the calculated risk of not giving in to Nakamura's demands and instead ran into the back room and called the police. Since it was the middle of the afternoon, there were several customers inside the store at the time, but they too quickly just left.
Yeah.
Despite the risk of getting mildly singed. He really thought, and this is the thing, he sat there with that lighter lit.
Yeah. With all his focus.
Give me your money, I'm going to light you up. And the person
I'm going to take a pass.
My clothes aren't made of petroleum.
Totally.
I can probably, if you somehow, because you don't have, you know, it's hard to light things even with those lighters.
Yes.
Like you have to hold it over a candle for several seconds.
Oh my goodness,
you
trust
know,
me,
usually
I know.
Your hand starts, your finger starts to get a little numb and a little singed up.
Totally.
So they ran, and then the police quickly arrived. And apparently what I don't understand here, besides the starter stupid, is that he didn't leave.
No.
So, but the police get there, like, if they weren't already there, it had to take at least a few minutes.
Exactly.
For them to get there.
Yeah. Well, the officers overcame him.
Well, first he turned his lighter on them.
That's true. He did.
The police show up and they're like, okay, you can't rob the store yet. Come with us. And he goes, I'll light you up to the cops. I'm not kidding.
Oh, Nakamura.
Tomo. And I think they, again, all looked at each other and went, all right, who's going to go grab him? They probably did some rock, paper, scissors.
Yep.
And then, like, you go get him. Todd, you go get Tomo.
They overcame him to make the arrest.
Which wasn't hard, because that was his only weapon.
He admitted to trying to rob the store.
And so the case is closed, and he's going to jail.
Yep.
Okay. Listen, I don't want people to rob stores. I don't want people to rob people and threaten people with weapons. But do we have to go over what a weapon is?
Yeah, we do.
It's not a big lighter. Now, you remember when I lived in Toronto, I worked at Toronto Second City for a while, and I lived there. There was a person who was literally robbing convenience stores by threatening to kill a goose.
That was smart.
I thought it was sweet in a way, too. But, well, not to the killing of the goose part.
No.
But literally, because they have gun control also. Though people have guns, but they have gun control. He would carry this goose into a convenience market and say, if you don't give me money, I'll kill the goose. And people would give up the money. And I remember... And I've said it to you many times, thinking, if this were America, they'd be like, kill the fucking goose.
Yeah.
We're going to eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they wouldn't care. But that worked. You could bring a baby into and they'd be like, that's not my baby.
Totally.
Like, it's like, so I thought it was a charming aspect of Canadian culture that worked.
Yes.
But that, at least, there was something that would be harmed. It takes a lot to get a handheld lighter, to be truly deadly.
It's not deadly. It's not deadly. Ain't nobody scared of you, boo-boo.
No, because they're like, even if I somehow am... let's say I get frozen. I have a stroke at the exact moment you decide to light me. There's a good chance I'll breathe out that flame.
No. You go...
it'll be out.
Come on now. Next up, from Jean M.
Thank you, Jean.
Antwerp Zoo says, woman who had, quote, an affair with a chimp is asked to stay away for, quote, his health. A woman who was having a quote-unquote affair
with a chimpanzee at a Belgian zoo is in fact allowed to continue visiting the zoo.
Despite earlier reports.
Those earlier reports were like, bitch can't come back up in here.
You know what I think? Let's tell the truth. But that was the earlier
that
thing.
They got some blowback.
They couldn't ban her, so they went, you know what? We won't ban her, but we're going to tell her she got to stay away from Tommy.
Totally.
Or whatever. This chimp's, did they, I don't think it says the
I
chimp's
think
name.
His name is Cheetah.
Is it Cheetah?
Yeah.
Cheetah, the chimpanzee.
Yeah.
So apparently the communications manager of the Antwerp Zoo said that 80, is that it? You're probably Addie or 80 Timmermans. Mm-hmm. That's the person's name, the level 17 stalker.
Yeah.
She wasn't banned from the zoo, but rather asked to change her behavior around Cheetah, the chimpanzee.
This is a quote. There's no ban.
Oh, we don't ban.
To see Cheetah.
Not for any visitor at the moment.
Right.
It's crazy.
We only ask Mrs. Timmermans married, which means if she's having an affair with the cheetah.
Oh, you're right. It is an affair. It's an illicit affair.
It's an illicit affair.
Oh, I didn't even get to that level.
We only ask Mrs. Timmermans to change her behavior towards this specific animal.
Okay.
This is so upsetting to me, y'all.
This specific animal. Now, before we... And there's a story. We have to get into that. But I need to say this. I need to say a few things. Number one, you're cheating on your relationship.
Yes, you are.
You're cheating. Are you telling me? Because even if it's an open relationship, let's just say...
That's right.
That we don't know. We don't know what's going on
in
80s relationship. Maybe they have an agreement to have sex with other people or to flirt with other people. But the word people was used.
Yes, it was. If it was used at all.
I believe that this would be a breach on any, I don't know, any relationship where they go, no, we are committed and monogamous unless it's a chimp.
Right.
Then who can resist that?
Interspecies?
No. There's all a lot right. of reasons why not.
All right. So she explained that when Timmermans had attempted.
This is the problem also. Timmermans is plural sounding.
I know.
And so you keep thinking it's a family.
It's a family,
it's just one person. It's just their name has an S at the end. It's annoying.
When Mrs. Timmermans had attempted to attract Cheetah's attention in the four years she's been visiting and interacting with the animal, she's deprived him of the bonding time he needs to have with his fellow primates.
And they know this because it's been 4 years. They've been watching this crazy stalker bitch come into the zoo and make googly kissy faces and I love you, and take all this monkey's attention, chimpanzee's attentions for 4 years.
This is a quote. He is an exception. He was raised with humans at home and came to the zoo almost 30 years ago. He is still fond of humans, but for his own health, he has to be part of the chimpanzee group as much as possible. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this is pure abuse, okay?
Okay.
Because let me tell you, when people who are abusive, what they do is they isolate
people away from their friends, family, groups, communities. Doesn't matter if it's with chimps or people.
That's the first thing they do is they isolate you to get you away from your people. That's right.
And the problem apparently in the chimpanzee community is you can be what I call like a step and fetch a biscuit making human lover, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And basically when a chimp spends too much time with people, the other chimps, they don't like it.
They
don't give that chimp any respect.
They don't get no dap.
So what was happening is that Cheetah was being ostracized by his fellow chimps because he was spending too much time with this bitch.
Yes.
With Addie.
Right.
Okay. They don't trust that. And she, I guess, what she's accused of is blowing kisses and waving excessively. This is what, and now if you're watching, this is why you should watch Facebook Live. What is waving excessively?
Yeah.
Like, is this like you're doing like Tybo, like
I
crazy?
Don't know.
Like,
no,
and
it's to get the get his attention and get him to come over. They say that she was asked more than once.
Oh, over 4 years, that bitch was asked hundreds of times.
To focus on Cheetah anymore, explaining to her why it's important for him to spend time with other chimps. They
tried. And I'm going to tell you something. These people have degrees. Okay.
Yes, they did.
They had degrees and they had to go out. And you know, at first it was funny. Right?
Yes.
You know, at first they're like, oh, that bitch is back. Addie Timmermans is back. And they laughed and they'd go out there and be like, ma'am, could you please step away from the thing? And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the other monkeys, whatever. And that went on. And then after, you know, at some point, and I wonder how long it was before somebody went out and like, look, you need to stop. And it got... But 4 years.
4 years. This is a quote from her. She said, I love that animal and he loves me. I haven't got anything else. Why do they want to take that away? So you know she fought this. Wow. She fought this.
This is why they had to go to the press. I believe that this has been going for 4 years. Is the first time we've seen this story. It's because they finally went, okay, maybe we can social shame her.
Yeah.
To get this bitch out the zoo. I don't know why they can't ban her. I don't know why they shied away from the banning. Because you got me. I'll join. Hey, ban the bitch.
Well, like, it sounds like they're afraid of being sued, because what she said was she also accused the zoo staff of being unfair, saying other dozens of visitors are allowed to make contact.
Yeah, but they don't sit here for 4 years and do, like, are you trying to say you like everybody else? Because, okay, then I gotta ask, what is Cheetah, and I know that what people will say, but what is Cheetah doing?
Right. And let me tell you something. A spokesperson for the facility said, an animal that is too focused on
That's
people
right.
is less respected by its peers.
It's fucking up his cheetah's chimp game.
That's right. We want Cheetah to be a chimpanzee as much as possible.
Here we go with, then why the fuck is he in a zoo?
Well, you know why? Because he was raised 30 years ago. By humans,
The
damage is done.
Stay out of Addie and Cheetah's relationship. They jealous.
They are jealous.
See is hateration. This is nothing but hateration, because they can't get nobody. That's what that is. She right. I'm on her side now.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're putting the band back together.
Sexy Liberal is in person again, this time in Madison.
Okay, fine. Madison it is.
At the Barrymore Theater, October 23rd. All four cast members will be on stage performing together.
We're going into Wisconsin.
Stephanie Miller.
Can I just go with Bunker Bitch? How many times did you actually your diaper in your little bunker?
John Fugelsang.
What a pleasure it is to be in a room full of so many atheists doing the Lord's work.
Comedy duo Frangela.
Y'all are some sexy liberals.
Yes.
And Hal Sparks.
I got kicked out of the South for thinking too much.
All live and in person at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on October 23rd. But if you can't get to Wisconsin in October, the show will also be simulcast live via pay-per-view on MeatHook. Come see the show live or stay at home and watch in the comfort of your living room. A limited number of post-show meet and grope tickets will be available at the Barrymore Show.
And please, all attendees need to be vaccinated to attend the live show.
October 23rd at the Barrymore in Madison. Sexy Liberal returns.
Welcome back. Next up, this is from Ellen S. Thank you very much.
Judge orders Cincy Hospital, Cincinnati Hospital, to treat COVID-19 patient with ivermectin despite CDC warnings.
A Butler County judge ruled in favor of a woman last week who sought to force a hospital to administer ivermectin, an animal dewormer that federal regulators have warned against using in COVID-19 patients, to her husband after several weeks in the ICU with the disease.
With COVID, not worms.
With COVID.
With COVID, just in case you weren't sure. Butler County Common Pleas Judge Gregory Howard, who is quite clearly not a doctor, a scientist, or any such thing.
Or sane.
Or even remotely legally minded, which makes me wonder, when did Trump appoint this person?
That's the question.
Ordered Westchester Hospital to treat Jeffrey Smith, 51, with ivermectin. Now, there's a whole bunch of problems that I think we should all have with courts being able to mandate medical treatment.
Yeah.
But because we all know where that ends up.
Well, mandate like that improper medical treatment.
At all. And then, because this is, there's a whole, we get to the whole, oh my gosh, I can't think of the one poor woman's name who is George W. Bush when he.
Right. Yeah, her.
But in any case. This is the thing. Ivermectin, we haven't done, we talked about maybe doing a COVID its own idiot of the week.
Yes.
But it's really hard because people are dying from this and don't need to.
Yeah.
And people are getting, are dying, getting hurt. It destroys, it can destroy parts of your, like you end
your
up
colon
losing,
comes out.
Your colon comes out of your body, which effectively is deworming.
Yeah.
It's just a very extreme form of deworming.
The drug was originally developed to deworm livestock animals before doctors began using it against parasitic diseases amongst
parasitic diseases, not humans. Viruses.
Several researchers won a Nobel Prize in 2015 for establishing its efficacy in humans.
I'm going to tell you something about Jake Zuckerman, who wrote this. Jake Zuckerman is, he's taken some ivermectin.
Yeah. It's used to treat head lice.
I know
that's
he
not
has.
COVID.
That's not COVID.
River blindness. That's not COVID.
That's not COVID either.
Both the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the CDC have warned Americans against the use of ivermectin to treat COVID-19.
A viral disease.
Viral.
It's unproven as a treatment, and large doses of it can be dangerous and cause serious harm, which is what you end up with when you say get it from a feed store.
Yes.
But in any case, because of former president, he's always an asshole, Trump, and Senator Ron Johnson, and a whole bunch of other Laura Ingraham, other fucking idiots
Sean
have been
telling
people to take this ivermectin. But this judge has ordered a hospital, and this is the thing. What I found interesting is that the person writing this article was surprised, or the spokesman for the medical board, they were surprised that the hospital didn't really mount a defense.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not surprised. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't spend our good hospital dollars on an attorney to fight this bullshit.
Yeah.
If you're going to at least take the responsibility out of our hands for the fucked up fuckery of this,
yeah.
Fine, okay. You want to get a drug administered that isn't proper, you want to open the door to having patients be able to go to court to get, this isn't even treatment for the person who went to court, mind you. It's for somebody who's in the ICU who may not even be conscious or aware of the choice.
He's intubated.
This not as if they're asking for the treatment for themselves even.
No.
So you can go, what that does is sets this precedent, right? That you can go to court and I could get somebody to give you a drug that mm-hmm. isn't for humans.
That's right.
Or it isn't for that purpose.
Yeah.
In a hospital when you're unconscious without your consent even.
That's right.
And against the consent or the beliefs or the science. It's so fucking crazy. But I get the hospital. I'm like, I'm not gonna spend money on our lawyers for this shit. Fine.
Yeah.
Take the responsibility out of our hands. How much you want. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, if you wanna sit there and poison your ass, have at it!
I really don't understand why nobody bears responsibility for this idiocy, because we have these laws. If you go right now into a mall and scream fire when there's no fire and see if they don't charge your ass.
Yep.
Like, I'm just trying to understand how this shit is okay.
I know.
And let me wake up. Pull that shit out my lungs and be like, did you give me why am I looking at my colon on the floor?
Totally.
Assholes.
Last but not least, this is from Greg O. T. Jenner. Oh. Noel P.
I think it's Tammy.
Oh, is it Tammy?
Tammy E, I think.
Okay. Noel P. Tom C.
Chandra.
And Richard C. Man dies after using glue to seal penis shut instead of wearing a condom. Let's just have
First of all, I'd like to start by saying, if you don't know how to handle having junk, maybe you don't get to have it.
Yeah.
Okay? This is an abuse.
Salman Mirza, 25, died after gluing his penis shut in lieu of using a condom.
Apparently he and his girlfriend, they checked into a hotel where they proceeded to take drugs. Now, that's hysterical to me, the way they wrote that. It's like they checked in and then went and did drugs.
Right.
Like, it's very like there was no, you know, like.
Right. Shortly afterwards, they had taken the drugs. They realized, oh, wait, we forgot to bring a condom.
Oh, but you know what we do have?
Yeah.
Crazy glue.
So it was then that Mirza decided that to use the strong glue to, quote unquote, seal off his penis so he could have sex without the risk of impregnating his girlfriend. Now, can we stop right there? Can we stop right there?
This is where drugs and stupid mix, yes. Right? Because you're almost at the idea.
Yes.
The idea is you don't want the stuff in the penis to come out into the woman's body because that might lead to a baby. They got that part. What happened to pull out? What happened to the good old-fashioned pull-out?
Well, you know what? Listen, first of all, I'd like to commend.
No.
I'd like to commend. You can't commend Solomon any
part. No.
Francis. And his girlfriend.
No, you cannot commend them.
For being like, you know, we don't want to have any unwanted children.
No. No. I cannot allow you to commend them.
Because here's the thing. They could have sewed it shut. They could have knitted a cozy.
Well, I also have to ask, why do they just have some sort of super epoxy with them?
I can tell you why. Several witnesses said that Mirza, along with his former girlfriend, fiance, both of whom were addicted to drugs, had gone to this hotel. But since they didn't have the protection, they were carrying the adhesive as they occasionally used it with whitener to inhale with the mixture for a kick.
So it's their huffing.
They were huffing. So okay. The glue is part of their huffing.
And yet here experience. We are on the problem with all drugs, but particularly huffing, is that you're depriving your brain of oxygen, which means you're not thinking good. And if you were already stupid, then you need all those brain cells, the 3-4 you got, you need them all to be working at top level.
Firing okay. All at once.
And you're killing them as you make these choices. I don't understand, because Francis, here's the deal. You can always pull out. There's here's the thing. That's not an effective birth control method.
No.
However, it is a lot better than gluing your dick shut.
Is it?
Did we not? And I guarantee you, I'd be willing to bet you money that they heard about the bitch who used the Gorilla Glue on her hair.
I know.
Because that was everywhere. I bet you if we could talk to Selma and we say, hey, did you and your girlfriend, y'all remember that woman who put the Gorilla Glue in her hair?
I'm telling you.
You've had a warning about this. If you didn't know it already. And also, when have you ever, ever, ever has anyone said, oh, I just glued my dick shut?
Well, maybe, this is what I think.
What?
I'm going to tell you what I think. I think this is not the first time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's like a dagger to my heart. Because you know why it's a dagger to my heart? Oh, sweet Jesus. Because I know you're right.
I don't think this is the first
time.
I'm
going to cry. I know you're right. This isn't the first time they've done this.
This is not the first time.
This is not the first time they've done this. This is not the first
time. I don't know why you. This is not the first time.
God, you're so right. You're so right.
This is the time that just didn't work.
This is the time that he died.
This is the time he died.
Because this man is dead. In case you missed that,
this wasn't the first time.
Dead. Okay, the next day, he was found unconscious in the shrubbery outside an apartment complex.
It's not funny.
It's undignified and fucked up with his dick shut, glued shut in some shrubs. And I want that on his stone.
On his stone.
I want found dead.
Here lies Salvin with his dick closed shut
in some shrubs. In some shrubs. She left him there.
Oh, Lord, what has come? What has become of us?
I'm just saying.
Let's review.
His family has called for an inquiry into his death. I can tell you exactly what happened.
Oh, man, come on in. Get your mama, your grandmama, everybody
come
in here.
Y'all noticed Salmon was a drug addict. It was addicted to drugs and he needed help. You knew that. He was also stupid prior to that, right? Am I right?
Yes.
I'm not telling you something you don't
know. You know what goes on in this gene pool.
Yeah. He was stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he's dead.
Yeah.
Inquiry over.
Yep, he glued his dick. There you go.
So to review, we had the man who, is that the first one we did? No. Man who tried to rob the store with a lighter.
The Antwerp woman who had an affair with the chimp was asked to stay away for his health.
Then we have the judge that ordered the hospital to use ivermectin on a man.
Then we got the man who dies after using glue to seal his penis shut. Penis!
You're going with penis?
Penis is okay. Stupid. You know dead. I don't care if you were drugged. I'm going to tell you something. I've taken many a drug in my life, and you know I have.
No, you've never.
I've done a lot of drugs. I ain't never tried to steal. Not like this.
I gotta go with Affair with Chimp. And I'm not going with the woman. I'm going with the people who work at the zoo. Mm. You let this bullshit go on for 4 years.
Yes, you did. That's true.
For 4 fucking years. Let me tell you something. If Frances and Angela, been in charge of the zoo, this shit would have lasted in one afternoon.
That's right. Be like,
second day, Tuesday. Tuesday when bitch walked in and went over, we'd be like, hey, crazy bitch. You know, you guys are fine. Say, yeah, with the monkey. You. And we would have banned that bitch day two. She would have had to sue, and then we would have gone to court and been like, Your Honor, she crazy, she's stalking a chimp.
She's a chimp stalker.
She tried to touch the chimps, and it's wrong. They have rights. Something wrong with her.
They let
that shit go on for 4 years.
Yes, they did.
Till the chimp community had to step in. And the chimps
were like,
fuck no, Cheetah. You can't, no, Cheetah. No, just because Addie ain't here, you can't come play with us now.
That's right.
Because your girl ain't here. Where's your girl? Go play with your girl. Why don't you play with your girl?
That's right.
No. I'm pissed because they made this problem.
Yes.
You saw this shit. You knew this bitch was crazy. The first day she stood there waving her arms all crazy and blowing kisses at the chimp. You knew the bitch was crazy then, but it was funny to you.
Yes, it was.
You liked it.
Until it wasn't cute.
Then it wasn't cute. And then you wanted to act right.
You know what, Angela? There was a time in this country.
There was a time.
There was a time in this country that if you were a convenience store operator.
Right. You working at the convenience store. You own.
And you work in the register.
Right.
People respected you and came in with a gun.
If they were gonna rob you. They mounted some kind of serious threat to your. Your life.
They did.
They didn't. They didn't go, hey, I got a birthday cake candle. I will light you up.
No.
It's offensive. You're right. It's offensive.
It's offensive.
It's offensive. There was a time in this country, Frances. There was a time in this country when even if you were going to the hotel to do drugs, it occurred to you, you might want to fuck.
Yeah.
And you thought to yourself, hey, let's get some Ryu Needy. Maybe some Cavassier, but they don't seem like that Cavassier type. Ryu Needy or some Coors Light.
Some Corona.
How about a condom?
Yeah.
Good idea. You didn't go, we got drugs, crazy glue. We're all set.
Oh, you know what? And there are other things other than insertion.
Hello. Sexually. There are things you get. There are other activities.
There are other activities.
There was a time in this country when people put some energy and effort into their kink. Yes. They didn't just go, oh, what's nearby? I guess I'll use this. Friends, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country when judges judged.
Yes,
and doctors doctored.
Right. And never the twain shall meet.
Because that's some bullshit.
I'm Frances Callion.
I'm the Angela Virginia Show.
We are friends. Well, thank you so much for listening to
It of the Week.
Week.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, for subscribing to all the podcasts and downloading. And thank you to our amazing producer, Laura. We love you.
Jake Knapp is the inventor of the design sprint and the New York Times bestselling author of the book Sprint. He's also the co-founder of Character, a venture fund for early stage startups. How and why did you start using Miro?
I came from this position of thinking, I don't want to be doing stuff online, to thinking now when I do a sprint in person with a company, it's like, we're going to use Miro, even though we're all in the same room, because that's a better way for us to get this work done. As an investor, we're basically investing in their ability to solve problems. We're saying, we think this group of people is going to be able to solve a problem in a really great way and create value by doing it. And actually, you need to give people the tools that can help them make decisions, help them collaborate, help them visualize and see things in a different way. And Miro does all those things. So to me, at least as an investor, I'm thinking, give the team the tools that are going to help them think, that are going to make the most, brighten their skills as smart folks. And Miro is at the top of that list for me.